Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last night, the Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Chicago Cubs 2-1 on this play.
A fly ball deep to left field. Did he? Clear the deck! Cannonball coming! Let's have a Marte Parte at Wrigley!
A Marte Parte, as Starling Marte hit that tie-breaking homer in the ninth inning at Wrigley Field. The Pirates threw out a runner at the plate for the final out. And then the Washington Nationals lost to the St. Louis Cardinals, which means that the Pittsburgh Pirates clinched at least a National League wild card and are heading to the playoffs for the first time since 1992. Joining us now, someone who witnessed those playoffs in 1992. In fact, he brought them to many people, former Pirates announcer Lanny Fiteri. Lanny, what was that like to see that win last night?
It was extremely heartwarming for me as a former Pirate broadcaster, and I'm so thrilled for the people of Pittsburgh, the Pirates fans of Pittsburgh. I love that call, my former partner Greg Brown, a real creative and talented broadcaster. So Pittsburgh deserves the opportunity now to celebrate in a big way, and hopefully it will be able to extend its season well into October.
Well, there are a few other teams playing, but we're going to focus on Pittsburgh today just because it's been so long. What does this mean to the people of Pittsburgh?
Well, it means a great deal. For a long time, there have been those people across the country that never believed that Pittsburgh was a great baseball town. I mean, it was always the attention was focused on the Steelers and the Penguins, rightfully so, in terms of the success that they had enjoyed. But Pittsburgh's a great baseball town. We have a tremendous ballpark in Pittsburgh, and it's so great that the leadership of Frank Coonley, the president, and Neil Huntington, general manager, and Clint Hurdle, the manager, and so many people that waited so long for this day to go, let's hope this goes on for a number of weeks into October.
Yeah. Well, as a former announcer, we heard the Marte Parte. What are some of yours that come to mind now, especially now as the team's going forward?
Well, I had a couple signature phrases. Number one, at the end of all Pirate wins, I used to say there was no doubt about it, and if there was some doubt about it, I would extend the no. Of course, my former partner Greg Brown now has come up with a great end-of-game slogan, raise the Jolly Roger, and the flag companies in Pittsburgh are selling a lot of Jolly Roger flags this year. And I also had a home run call, go ball, get out of here. Bob Prince was the longtime voice of the Pirates, and Bob had for years told me you need to develop a home run call, and I finally did. So the signature phrases are part of just about every Major League Baseball announcer's resume.
Well, Lanny, as we say goodbye, could you just leave us with just a taste of what it used to sound like?
Happy to. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Jay Bell steps in for the Buccos. The Pirates trailing by one run. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Bell. He swings on a drive. Deep left center field, go ball, get out of here, and it is gone. Bell hits a game-winning home run. The Pirates defeat the Dodgers, and there was no doubt about it.
Lanny Fiteri, a former announcer for the Pittsburgh Pirates, now a professor at Waynesburg College, teaching a new generation. Lanny, I hope you enjoy watching.
Thanks, Robin, for having me on. I appreciate it.
The Pirates raise the Jolly Roger for the 90th time in an absolutely incredible finish.
And that's Pittsburgh Pirates announcer Greg Brown telling fans last night to raise the Jolly Roger. Sounds like we are all going to have to just get used to it. Latest news is next, here and now.